That little Chinese, that little Asian dude from fucking, what are those movies, with the Hangover? Mm-hmm. Isn't this crazy dude's like a fucking full time, he's a doctor, he just like acts on the side and shit, that's crazy, ain't it?
Welcome to the Joe Maxigal Radio Podcast, 10 minutes, and you are gonna get fucking ready for goddamn life.
Oh.
You wanna know why? Because a rising tide lifts all ships. And if that doesn't wake you up and get you ready for the day, fuck yourself.
Yeah.
That might wake you up, too.
Yeah. Fucking yourself? I mean, it always does me. You know, I like to get it a good... Like, before I do anything normally during the day, I no bullshit, I probably rub one out. You know?
No. What you need to do is wake up, tell yourself motivational fucking terms. So,
oh, yeah.
Ray brought this up the other day that was so fucking hilarious to me.
It's so fucking stupid.
It's not stupid.
Dude, I was showing Tony in the car. This guy literally was having like a half an hour conversation with this chick, and it wasn't a conversation. It was just fucking dumb statements over and over again.
Like, we also got Sarah here with us, too. We're going to go around the fucking table and go ahead and try to say the most motivational fucking shit that we can do right now. Let's all speak up, people.
I'll try.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Whatever.
Fuck yourself. That's right. I'm going first. That's motivational shit, you know? That's how that works. Okay. Go ahead.
Don't let people eat at your table that aren't bringing food to the table for you to eat. That's the kind of shit.
That was a good one.
That's the kind of shit that guy was saying,
but he kept going with it, though. He's like, and don't have people that don't appreciate you for you. They just appreciate you for the things you could do for them. I was like, this guy could not be fucking serious right now.
I mean, that's true.
No, but the whole conversation was that. Like, I literally, there was, like, no back and forth talking. It was just this guy saying those things.
Oh.
Constantly. And I was like...
Is that what, just, like, overbearing then? Too much?
It's not overbearing. It's just corny as hell. If you need to hear that kind of shit like that, fucking, I don't know, kill yourself or some shit.
It's like simple shit.
I don't know. It's just dumb to me.
All right.
You know?
Good God, that took a fucking weird turn.
Mine would be...
I was just trying to hear some corny-ass shit.
Don't paint a picture for somebody...
Yes.
...that isn't bringing a canvas for you to paint on.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Beautiful. Well stated. Nice. I feel that now.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
It can't be a pre-drawn... color by numbers. They got them expectations.
Right? You know?
It's so fucking deep and meaningful.
Don't bring warmth to someone's life that is only making you cold.
Ah! Oh my God!
Yep. Amen.
The feels.
Yeah.
You don't?
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Don't dance with somebody in the ballroom who's not bringing any music. You know, it's just...
But see, I could flip that. We can make our own music.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
Mine would just be... It could be worse.
Don't give somebody...
Could be worse.
...a ride through life if they're not offering any gas.
There you go.
Gas or fucking grass.
Money. Gas money.
You
know? Nobody rides for free.
Nope.
It makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm.
It makes so much sense.
Yep.
You can't keep turning the other cheek for people that are slapping you in the face, Jack.
Ah! I like that one.
You just give them another cheek
slap.
No,
you're just making them up now.
Oh, I can go on forever. Dude.
Go on forever.
This
is great. I'm trying to make shit up.
Right? I just run it.
Don't go reaching in the beer fridge for a soda.
Or a water.
No, I totally dropped the ball on that one. That makes no sense. Go ahead. Go on now.
Don't expect the light to always be shining.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't ever contribute a light bulb.
No! Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! That was a good one. Yeah.
Don't bring a ladder for someone that should have never got themselves up there in the first place.
Oh, this is great. We're all looking around the room and...
just picking things out.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I saw a ladder and I just shot it. Like, mm-hmm. you know what? Shoot it.
Mm. Yeah. Just shoot it. Do not walk around in diapers expecting not to shit yourself.
For the record,
I saw a picture
no
of my fucking
here.
Little baby.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
My baby picture.
Aw, look at him. Look at the little chap.
I know. I've seen him. He was a cute kid, man.
Aww.
You know?
I still have a cute kid.
Mm.
Don't expect to be a cute kid and a cute adult. Bam. There was mine. Is that good? Motivational?
Yeah. Yep.
Everyone tells you that you're cute when you're growing up. You're fucked when you're older.
You don't need to tie your shoes if there's Velcro.
That's...
boom.
I'm getting there. I'm on something.
She's on to something.
Why learn to tie if there's Velcro?
Ah, what they told me.
At least it's not the Soviet Union.
Pretty in the cradle, ugly at the table.
Yes, and vice versa.
Yeah. Mm. Yep, that's one.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
I'm
don't expect
of
to hang okay, a drop ceiling panel without the framework.
Okay, now you're reaching. Yikes.
You gotta have a good foundation to hang the innards.
That sounds very disgusting and sexual.
Don't keep trying to light someone's fire if they keep closing the chimney.
Ah.
If they're not bringing any wood for you to burn,
or
what
oxygen.
Are you doing? You're going to just burn yourself out.
Yeah.
If they're not bringing any timber, don't let them smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like,
also, you know? The flue might be open.
What?
The flue on the chimney.
Oh,
you have to open the flu.
Don't
flu. That's
you can't
what that's
go
called.
Around making people feel better if they just keep getting sick.
Oh,
yeah. You gotta take care of yourself at some point in time.
You do.
Know?
That is very true.
God damn it. These are all great fucking quotes. I love this.
You can't let people keep walking in your life without wiping their feet at the fucking the doormat. You know what I'm saying?
Let them bring all that.
Yeah.
Yes! I have no idea what that means, but it...
because you can't keep letting them drag dirt through your life. You can't just let them walk through all, you know.
And then keep cleaning up after them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Mm-hmm. You know?
Really focus yourself on the inner self, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't come to me when talking about work, but you have no gloves. Like, what, are you going to watch? You want to watch me do work? Want me to work for you? Come prepared. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't come without tools.
Mm.
You know, expect me to build your shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Stand there all judgy.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah. Don't be judgy.
Nope.
And, okay.
Don't try to school people if you're not ready to learn anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
That was a good one. Yeah, I like that one.
You achieve inner peace.
Yeah.
That radiates.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sometimes
you gotta put pants on. You can't just walk around life with sweats all day. You know?
This
sometimes
is true.
You gotta put your you know, we gotta put pants on.
Gotta
can't just be comfortable all the time, you know? Things gotta get a little tight.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
A little meaningful,
tough,
you know.
A little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well these are all good lessons to learn.
Mm-hmm.
The best lessons to learn.
Yes. True.
Yep.
I think.
Just be honest, because it's too tough to keep up with lies.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
you know,
a good one.
You can't keep letting people drink if they're not bringing water to the well.
Mm.
No.
Yeah, deep.
You know?
Deep. Very deep.
They don't contribute their manpower to getting that water.
You know what I'm saying?
Out of the well.
Yeah. Okay, all right, good. I think we made a lot of progress today.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Probably inspired a bunch of people.
Yep.
That's what I'm all about, inspiring people, man.
No, fuck yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It helps, you know. It helps the lesser man. Because if you can't inspire one person, how can you inspire many? That was mine.
That's true, though.
I like that.
You inspire one person, that person will pay it forward to another person, and so on, and it'll just spread.
Right.
Like a happy disease.
A happy disease.
You can't just step to the jukebox expecting it to play music.
Mm-mm. No, you gotta pick
the
record.
You gotta put that money in and pick that song.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. People these days, man, I tell you.
I always pick H1N4. That's the bird disease.
I thought it was H1N1.
There's a multiple.
Oh, different strands?
It's a whole scale.
Different strands.
There is. But anyways, that would be the 10-minute motivational talk from Jack, Sarah, and Raymond.
Yes.
You guys have a fantastic day, and good luck. Oh.